Greetings, pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob coming to you from our broadcasting studios in the parsonage in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. By the way, happy Advent and Merry Christmas. Amen. Today we begin our Advent daily devotional series. We're going to be doing two devotions a day. Both of them are in the email that you received this one in. One is geared towards families, and the other towards individuals, adults, but also teens and young adults. You can handle that any way you want. You can gather the family around for the family one and let that be your daily devotion. You can read one in the morning, and you can listen to one in the morning and listen to one in the evening as you may wish. They'll both deal with the same scripture verse and the same theme. But they'll be written a little bit differently for families and for individuals. So this is the family version. This is November 29th, the first Sunday of Advent. Our devotions are coming to you from the Jesse Tree. It's an Advent devotional put out by the Reformed Church of America. And our devotions are all written by Grace Claus. Seriously, Grace Claus, a perfect combination, I think, of Jesus and Santa. So thank you to Grace Claus of the Reformed Church of America. Let's have our devotion. It's November 29th, and today's devotion for the first Sunday of Advent is called A Family Resemblance. A Family Resemblance. I'm going to read a selection from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Listen to the word of God. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So, God created humankind in His image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. So listen, did you know that when God made humans, He made us to look like Him? God made all the stars, all the planets, all the whales and blue jays, all the buffaloes and begonias, but God didn't make any of those things in His image. It was only when He made humans that He said, "Let's make them like us." It's true. Something about you is made to look just like God. Is it your eyes? When you smile, do they crinkle at the corners just like God's do? Is it your hair? Does God have a cowlick in the same place that you do? Maybe it's your laugh. When something is so silly you can hardly breathe, do you sound like God sounds? Well, it's hard to know exactly what God looks and sounds like, except that we do know what Jesus is like. Jesus is God in the form of a human being. Jesus looks exactly like God. You know why? He is God on this earth with us. So, if you're wondering, what about you resembles God? You can just think about Jesus. You might not have His hair color, and your body might be built differently than His, but your heart, oh, your heart, now that can look just like Jesus' heart. So do you ever wonder, what things about you, your personality or your character, are like Jesus? Can you think of ways that God made you to look like Him? Can you think of ways that God made you to look just like God? Let us pray. Wow, God, we feel pretty special that you made us like you. Would you help us to get to know Jesus a little more so that we can look more and more like him? In his name we pray. Amen. Now that concludes our opening devotional for the Advent season. Pray blessings upon your family, and your friends, your loved ones, and your church. And we end with this benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us, we pray. Thank you for joining us. We'll be sending another version out tomorrow, but until then, may God have blessings on your day. Amen.